The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Well, now our next item is called milking on social welfare. Not milking the social welfare, but milking on social welfare. You see, a pilot program is beginning in Waterford and Kilkenny this month to target social welfare recipients to persuade them to work on dairy farms. The program aims to address the labour shortage in the dairy sector and could see participants earn up to €5,000. Our reporter Shiva Mulqueen asked the people of Dublin if they would milk a few cows for an extra €5,000.
It would keep people, yes, and it would keep them active and they wouldn't be getting down as much. You know what I mean?
And would you think people would be willing to leave the city to go to rural areas to work on a farm?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't think so, no. It's a great idea, I think. And people might be glad of something different to do, because the same environment, you get probably tired of it, and that's something new.
Well, is that €5,000 a week?
€5,000 a year.
How many cows?
So would you consider milking cows for an extra €5,000 a year?
I certainly would, especially with the labour shortage going on. It would be great to get people out of the city into the country. Milking cows in with nature, I think, would be a fantastic idea.
Just say you had to do it in the likes of Waterford or Kilkenny, would you mind moving from the city?
I wouldn't mind moving from the city, no. Not at all.
I don't see why not. Yeah, if I was unemployed and it was right to get extra money, yeah, why not do it? You know, but I'm sure there's a lot of people from Dublin that wouldn't want to head out, you know, to do it.
That all depends what kind of a cow it is. It was a Premier Dairies or an Avamar one, but Premier Dairies, yeah, definitely.
Yes, it could benefit you in the long run as well. You could get special training, and in the long run, you could get a job from it. So, yes, it could.
And would you be tempted if you were told you had to go down the country?
No, it wouldn't bother me at all.
No, I don't really like animals.
Well, but even if it was an incentive of €5,000?
Well, I suppose I could push that.
Would you think that people would be interested in the scheme?
I would say so, yeah. I imagine so, yeah. It's a lot of unemployment up here, you know. That'd change your lifestyle, wouldn't it be, you know?
And how much milk do you have to get? So if I do it that 20-day course, I get 5,000.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Sign the lot of us up. Fill the next bus. Yeah. I'll milk 50 cows for you.
When did they give you the €5,000?
When do you get the 5,000?
It's every year.
I couldn't be milking cows for a year.
You want me to milk cows 365 days a week? I don't think so. 365 days? You want to give me €50,000? That's 52 weeks. So work that out. €5,000, 52 weeks. Glenn, come on, you're the calculator.
I have to get my phone out, but this week can't do it.
52 days.
Yeah,
what are you going to do down the country? I'm a born and bred dub, so I don't think it'll be. Milking cows for a year. Not a chance.
Not a chance. Well, why is this happening? Why are they offering up to €5,000 a year to get people who are currently on job seekers down on the farm? Well, to tell us more about this scheme, I'm joined in studio by Deputy News Editor with the Irish Farmers Journal, Katrina Morrissey. Katrina, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It appears there is a labour shortage.
There's a huge labour shortage in the dairy industry. Yeah, there was a report earlier on this year from Chagas that said there are 6,000 people needed to work on dairy farms between now and 2020.
Why? What's happened? How has this arisen?
The herd, the dairy herd has expanded, as you know, until 2015. Dairy farmers were limited by milk quota. They couldn't produce much more milk. In 2015, that rule was abolished. And since then, Irish farmers have gone hell for leather in producing more milk. There's 600 new farmers in the last 2 years, 600 new dairy farmers. And those that were already in the business have expanded. There's 40% more cows in the country now than there was 10 years ago.
Now, there were predictions that this would cause a glut on the market, the price of milk would fall, and they'd have to go back to where they were. Has any of that happened?
Last year was a bad year for milk price. I suppose it's a very seasonal, a very fluctuating business. This year they're doing much better. Milk price is around 33 cent a litre, which is, you know, very good compared to last year. Dairy farm incomes at the minute look to be around 75,000 to 80,000 for the second half of 2017. But it's very much a weather-driven, market-driven, international-driven business. So it's one of those ones that goes up and down from year to year.
So this is really not to do with the flight from the land. This is an actual labour shortage because of new business.
Absolutely. It's a labour shortage because of expansion. It's because farmers are driving on in terms of their cow numbers, how much milk they're producing, and they need help. There's a lot of farmers on that tipping point now between being a one-man operation
yeah.
and being a two-man operation or two-woman operation, as the case may be. And they may need work, so they may need help on the farm at particular pressure points in the year, in particular the calving season, February, March, April. Farmers are doing 18 and 20-hour working days. They need help, and part-time work or part-time workers
now,
is how they want to do it.
It might be unrealistic to get those lads that Shiva was talking to down on the farm, but there are people, of course, in rural areas or in rural towns who are on job seekers and who wouldn't necessarily have far to travel. They could live at home in their own house or the mammy's house or whatever and do this work. So what sort of work would be involved? It's not just clipping a teat to a milking machine. In fact, they mightn't even get to do that initially.
That's it. So this is a pilot training course, and it's aimed at giving people who may not have the skills to work on a farm. They may be on job seekers benefit, or they could be on farm assist, which is another social welfare payment. So it's giving those people the skills to go on to a dairy farm.
So what are the jobs on a dairy farm?
The jobs on a dairy farm are as numerous and as varied as things like grassland management, feeding calves, calving cows and milking. So I don't think in a 20-day training course you're going to go straight into a milking parlour. Yeah.
I mean, in the winter, obviously, they might be in sheds and they'd have to be fed. If they're out in the fields, they need to be watered.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So there'll be everything from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening. It would be considered a good working day.
And of course, if the latest science comes to pass, even if they're out in the fields, they have to be given their seaweed rations.
That's true. Yes, we're going to give them a portion of seaweed to reduce the methane from cows farting. So that's the latest
science.
Actually,
most of it comes from their burping.
That's right.
Yeah, not from their farting. Now, the department is stressing that it's not just a cheque for $5,000.
No, it's not. It's not a cheque for $5,000 at all. What this scheme is about is training them to give them the skills. Once they secure a job, then what they earn will be taken and compared with their individual circumstances and their social welfare payments to see what they would be allowed
so
to.
So there's a means test that will kick in here. But for someone who is on job seekers and they embark on this, they will actually end up one way or the other with more money in their pocket. Is that the whole idea of
this? The idea is to get them back to work and to get them available for employment. And, you know, these farmers are crying out for work. And if they can access a pool of people with the skills to work on a farm, you know, the skills to work on a farm are obviously very different to those needed to work in a shop. So it will increase the pool of available labour for dairy farmers, which is what they want.
It's going to be a pilot scheme.
That's right.
How many people are they looking for in the pilot area?
So the pilot area is Waterford and Kilkenny, which is quite a dairy area. And the South East Skills Forum did a survey down there to say that farmers were crying out for labour. And the actual number of participants isn't known yet. The Department of Social Protection is currently recruiting people that they feel would be suitable for it.
Yeah.
And they'll start their training in late August into September.
This text, Ger says, I'm incensed. Subsidising wealthy farmers with cheap labour. They get enough free cash already. Let them spend some profit. Surely many tough industries need help to find people. The farmers always get a hard knock because of, I suppose, Europe money and all the rest of it. What do you say to that? Is this a cheap labour scheme?
No, it's not, because the farmer would pay the market rate, and it will be between the employee and the farmer who employs them what he pays. It's completely out of the farmer's pocket what they will pay an employee.
So eventually what will happen, these people are going to be trained, and that's where the social welfare comes in. Once they're fully trained and have secured a job, there's no help. Is that it?
So once the training scheme, they'll receive their social welfare payment while they're on the training scheme, then they're available to work on dairy farms.
And there is a market for employment there.
It's a huge market, 6,000 jobs by 2020.
And what sort of money can you possibly earn? I mean, is it the national industrial wage, the average industrial wage rather?
I would say it's probably more of a part-time job, so it'll be anything from minimum wage upwards, and that will depend on what job they do. A milker would probably get a little bit more than someone who's feeding cattle, for instance, and a farm manager would obviously get a better payment than someone who's just doing part-time work.
People who have to move from their place, I mean, what about someone looking for free board on top of the money?
again, that would be an issue, like anything between an employer and an employee. That would be taken into account. That would certainly not be anything to do with the Department of Social Welfare. And I think that the how far people are going to travel for the job will obviously depend on the rate of pay.
Yeah. There are, as I mentioned, many job seekers in rural areas. And it's a question of maybe trying to persuade them that there is another life, that if you're waiting for that perfect job for which you are qualified, it may never come along in a rural town.
And this is an opportunity to develop new skills that you may not have had otherwise. And there's another target group out there as well, which would be farmers who are on farm assist, which is a social welfare payment for those on very low farm incomes. And a lot of those cases may be dry stock farmers who would have a lot of skills, you know, very adaptable to a dairy farm. So they're a target group there as well.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the seasonality of the whole thing. I mean, there's a busy time at calving and so on. And then I suppose when the cows are in the sheds, I don't know whether that's more labour intensive or less so. So people might not have a 12 months of the year permanent job.
No, I don't think that this is aimed at all at a full-time permanent job. It's very much about topping up the part-time, you know, that really peak period in the spring, February, March, April. That's when farmers are to the pin of their collar doing the work. There's cows calving, there's cows to be milked, there's calves to be fed. That's really the huge, that's the most acute labour shortage time of year.
All right. I'm asked to send out a challenge to the city lads, you know, to get them down on the farm. They did it with some of the girls, didn't they, in that television programme where they brought them down to the farms and they had to abandon the high heels, get into the wellies.
That's right.
And it was very entertaining.
A farm is not for everyone. I mean, it's long hours, it's hard work, it's out in the weather. But you can flip that the other way and say that some people would love to work in the fresh air doing something physical and with animals. So it's not going to be for everybody, but I think it's a really exciting initiative to train people.
Well, it's a very interesting scheme and we'll obviously follow up on it when the pilot scheme is underway and when it's complete. But Deputy News Editor with the Irish Farmers Journal, Katrina Morrissey, thank you very much for joining us.